Faisal.
Hi, Faisal from AFP. Alarbhai.
Hello.
Alarbhai, have you had a look at the pitch and any thoughts on the bowling combinations at this point in time?
I don't think there's anything that I need to look at the Kotla pitch, but but I think for one day cricket it should be a good surface. We expect, you know, to be a good surface for batting, and you know, I don't think as far as combination goes, we still have time, so we'll let you know tomorrow.
Shekhar,
we saw Pandya bowling quite well in the last match. Is that
because Dhoni was saying that he gives opportunity to play two pacers in a way? So is that the strategy you are going to adopt, or is it just Pitapi to talk about it?
No, I think you know, he's someone who obviously gives us the right balance, because he can bowl, and he can not only bowl, but he bowls at a pretty decent pace as well. And it was nice that you know, he really bowled well in his first game in the ODI with the new ball. You know, that was certainly a strategy that MS wanted Hardik to try. And it's really heartening that he came up with a man of the match in his first game. So that, I'm sure, should give him a lot of confidence. You know, like I mentioned, you know, all-rounders who can bowl, cover, run in and bowl quick and bat are certainly an asset. And you know, he's someone who we'll closely monitor and see how he progresses. He certainly has the potential, and he showed his potential in the limited opportunities that he has got, whether it be T20 or in the ODI. So we're hoping that, you know, with the confidence that he has got in Dharamshala, he'll continue with that in this series. So yes, that is something that we will continue to, you know, keep and do with Hardik. And with him, you know, giving us that 7, 8 overs, or sometimes 10, certainly gives us a better balance in the team.
Question for them.
I am अगर कोटला की बात करें तो यहाँ पर एमएस धोनी का रिकॉर्ड बहुत अच्छा है. कैप्टनसी का 6 में से 5 मैचेस उन्होंने जीते, और आपने भी यहाँ पे परफेक्ट 10 बनाया. तो जो रिकॉर्ड्स होते हैं उसको टीम मतलब कैसे एक्साइट होती है इसमें?
नहीं, वही मैं बताया आपको कि मुझे तो अच्छा लगता है कोटला में आने का. कभी भी आए तो फिर अगर आप प्लेयर हो तो इधर परफॉर्म किए हो तो फिर वो कॉन्फिडेंस है, आप फिर से दोबारा यही उम्मीद से जाते हैं. ऐसा नहीं कि जो रिकॉर्ड है उसके आप ध्यान में रखते हैं, लेकिन वो जो इंडिविजुअल होता है जहाँ पे परफॉर्म किए हो तो उनके लिए ये ज़रूर एक कॉन्फिडेंस रहता है. लेकिन हम ऐसे रिकॉर्ड के तौर पर ऐसे नहीं सोचेंगे, यही उम्मीद करेंगे कि धर्मशाला में जो हमने बहुत अच्छा प्रदर्शन दिए, उसी प्रदर्शन के बदौलत हम इस मैच में भी वही कॉन्फिडेंस से खेलेंगे. तो 6 में 5 वो सब, आई थिंक इट्स नाइस, यू नो, व्हेन यू लुक एट इट एंड लुक एट स्टैट्स, बट वी अप्रोच एवरी गेम टू गो आउट देयर एंड विन.
Just to follow up the question, so we know about this bowling. So what kind of a bowler do you have in mind as far as batting is concerned? Is he going to be that role model insurance for the likes of Dhoni and go right above him to probably bat a little more freely, that he can go out from ball one?
I think, you know, for someone who's just starting his international career, we don't want to put pressure on him by giving him definite plans as to this is what is expected of him. He's someone who likes the freedom, and that's exactly what we have given someone like a Hardik. You know, we don't want to burden the younger player who's coming in to suggest that, look, this is what is expected of you. So Hardik is someone, even with regard to his bowling, all we have told him is, you know, just go out there, bowl with freedom, don't worry about getting hit. Because the moment you start putting pressure, saying, I want you to bowl 6 deliveries in one spot, it doesn't work that way in international cricket, especially if someone is just starting his international career. So even with his batting, he has all the freedom. Doesn't really matter what the situation is when he walks in. I'm sure he'll play to whatever he feels, the way he wants to play, rather than how you want him to play. You know, at this time in his career, we would like to give him all the freedom.
Deva?
So we have tried many options to come for the last few matches, quite a few options. I wanted to ask you if you would identify any one person who bat the most ability in the batting of the championship?
Which batsman?
Number four.
No, I think we have a couple of options. Obviously, Manish is someone who's done really well in the recent past, and you know, he started off well even in Dharamshala. So I think in one-day cricket, it's not necessary that you need to have you know, certain positions fixed as far as batting goes. It all depends on the situation. So you could see someone else walking in at four if he bat first, or if he, you know, bat second. So those options are always available. But I think, you know, Manish is someone who's showed a lot of promise and a lot of you know, performances back it as well. So it's something really heartening, and he has quite a bit of experience playing at the domestic level. It's not that he's just come in into domestic cricket and then he's walked into international cricket. He comes into international cricket with a solid domestic performance over the years. So that certainly gives him the additional advantage of knowing exactly what to do in different situations. So in that sense, you know, we're not looking at Manish as how you would look at a Hardik. You know, Hardik is just young. Manish is obviously more experienced at the domestic level, but at the same time, you know, he's someone who showed a lot of potential and also backed it up with performance. So number four, yes, he's certainly your you know, number four who we can look to you know, keep asking him to do that. But like I said, it depends on the situation. You could see somebody else walking at four as well.
There are many matches, one day matches before the championship. So how much would you like MS Dhoni to bat for the time period that he needs to spend out in the field? Because he wanted to bat up the order after the third between both of us.
I think I've already answered that question when he asked about number four. So it all depends what the situation of the game is. So it could be a different person walking in at four. So it all depends on the situation. You know, I think it's important when you're chasing, you need experience. When you're batting first, maybe a different option. So we like to see how it goes and then take a call. But having said that, you know, MS, I don't think needs. You know, he has enough experience and enough capabilities, and he has shown over the years what he is capable of as a batsman. I don't think we need to really look close at you know, giving him time to settle in or whatever. But you know, I think you'll probably see a different batting order depending on what the situation is.
Last two questions. Question from here, and then
we'll just another way to replace the earlier situations over here. This time I'm bringing Rahane. With KL and Shikhar not available for the series, so Rahane having done his opening duties before international, so he gets an automatic level. But is that a place where you see him doing it on a consistent basis, or you would again want him to back?
No, I think at the moment Rahane certainly fits in at the top of the order, and that's something which we will persist with. And yes, it does give us an option once Shikhar and Rahul are fit, but we will only look at that, you know, probably post England Test series when England come for the one days. So it's still a lot of time for the next one day series. So in this one day series, definitely Rahane is going to open the batting, and then you know, that's how we will see. And then looking at the Champions Trophy, we will then decide as to who will be our opening batsman combination, and then who will bat 4-5. I think all that will come much later.
Last question.
A lot of players in this team are very sad recently, so when you send players to the BCK team, do you specifically to Rahul or someone like what you expect of them, how to improve the game? Or because there are only 8 ODIs there.
Yes, you know, that was one of the reasons why we had that meeting in Bangalore during the camp just before we left for the West Indies. You know, I was grateful to the BCCI for organizing such a short notice. The meeting was to understand, you know, what is required for the main team, the senior team, and then try and see how we can fill those gaps on A tours and under 19 tours, and then who the next talent is and how we can ensure that when he comes into the Indian team, he walks in with you know, full of confidence, rather than with some surprise, or you know, some surprise element hitting him at the international level. So that's something that we have continuously tried to address, and it's not just you know, the two coaches trying to talk to each other and then try and you know, manage the players. You know, NCAA, that's why it plays a very important role in managing these you know, options that we can. And yes, we did speak to each other, not just before the tour started, but even during the tour and after that. So in that sense, we constantly look for, or what we are looking for in the senior team is expressed to the one day, rather in the eight tours, and then that's where we try and address and give people opportunities and not worry about the results on an eight tour. You know, generally, people tend to look at the results on eight tours. We, I think, are very clear that we are not really looking at results on eight tours. Rather, we are looking at trying to build players who we need and give them the experience so that when they walk into the international team, they are pretty much covered in terms of you know, what is required by the international level.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.